a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and we're privileged to have leading us in our prayer today, Reverend Mercy Hobbs of the Episcopal Church here in Pier, of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerium, and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great nation's flag is Savannah Bolches from Platt.
Let us pray. Gracious God, giver of all good things, we ask you to be with these men and women who have been elected to represent those they serve. May these leaders, through your help, listen with discerning hearts. May decisions they will make cause barriers to crumble, suspicions to disappear, and hatreds cease, and divisions healed. That those who live in South Dakota may know justice and peace. In your name, amen.
Amen. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford, here. Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frericks, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, here. Norstrup, Olson, Amdahl, here. Otten, Parsley, here. Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, here. Rush, Sohol, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor of approval signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We'll pause now, and we have a short agenda for those who are here in the gallery and those who are listening on the internet. We'll get through our calendar pretty quickly and the State of the Judiciary at 1:30. But we'd like to welcome you all who are listening or those who are here in person, and specifically want to recognize from Rapid City High School these individuals. Would you please all stand? They're part of Teen Up. We have the students of Gunnar Leach, Brittany Hansen, Jesse Conlon, Justice Norton, and they're with us today. Teen Up, I didn't know what it was about until I was just schooled a little while ago, is a youth engagement group where young people get involved in not only volunteering, but advocacy and leadership. And today they're partnering with our Housing for the Homeless, a very, very important part of the advocacy of South Dakota Housing and also of many other organizations. So they're here with the Housing for Homeless Consortium in the Rotunda. And so we're grateful that you're here, especially to your advisors. Welcome to the Senate. We're also honored for everyone. We have our doctor of the day, and we have physicians that volunteer their time away from their practices to take care of us. Dr. Schrader and I, thankfully, I've been honored to be Dr. Schrader's friend for many years. Dr. Schrader's from Miller, and he's been very busy today, and he'll be here today and tomorrow. But when we all get together, we bring all of our illnesses, and as we were talking, he was taking care of us today. So he volunteers his time, as every doctor does, and partners take care of everyone back at home. And so we're really grateful. But in addition to that, Dr. Schrader is a leader in medicine and family practice in this state. He's been the past president. He's also in charge of what's called the Foundation for Medical Care for Quality and Quality Improvement. And is just really an inspiration to a lot of rural medicine and has been an inspiration to me and a number of physicians who have come and remain in South Dakota. Thank you, Dr. Schrader. Okay. We don't have joint selects. Okay. Joint selects reports, please. Thank you.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 90th legislative session pursuant to SDCL 258 respectfully reports that a salary schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees has been developed and filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor. Respectfully submitted, Representatives Dean Wink, Brian Gosch, and Spencer Holly, and Senators Corey Brown, Tim Rave, and Billy Sutton. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for legislative days respectfully reports that we recommend the days of the 90th legislative session be January 13th through 16th, January 20th through 23rd, January 26th through 30th, February 3rd through February 6th, February 9th through February 12th, February 17th through February 20th, February 24th through February 27th, March 3rd through March 6th, and March 9th through March 13th and March 30th. Respectfully submitted, Representatives Mike Stevens, Chris Langer, and Peggy Gibson, and Senators Corey Brown, Tim Rave, and Billy Sutton.
Okay. Thank you. We needed to get those on the record. Any announcements? Senator Tizen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Judiciary Committee will meet for an organizational meeting at 8:30 tomorrow morning in room 413. And at 9 o'clock, Jim Seward will be present to give an overview of the Public Safety Improvement Act. If you have questions or want a short presentation on that, 4:13, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Also, before I call on any other announcements, we receive a number of messages from the House and we reciprocate. It is my habit to just have these put in the record. They're mostly housekeeping or organizational matters. Unless there's an objection, we'll waive the reading. Hearing no objection, they'll be put in the record. Thank you. Further announcements. Senator Soholt, good afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education will meet tomorrow morning at 7:45 in room 423.
7:45, Education. Any other announcements? Okay, we're at 1:30, of course, and over there for joint session again, just like yesterday, except a different speaker.
See, I'm getting this.
Anything else? Okay, who's up today for the adjournment?
Senator Ewing moved that the Senate do now adjourn.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you want to stand up and make that motion? Okay, come on.